we've always been eating bugs. You know, we're actually just here in North America. We're actually the weird ones not eating them. And I like to tell people that we're already eating them. On average, about a pound unknowingly through all of our food sources every year. So, you know, we might as well just embrace it.
This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As a naturopathic doctor and anthropologist, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body, balance, and inner badass, these are the themes we are exploring. Before we jump into the interview, I want to invite you to join our free Facebook community, Legacy. If you want to be something amazing, you need to surround yourself with amazing people. The Legacy community is made up of badass women living, not leaving, but living our legacy every single day. We are leaders, parents, entrepreneurs, and innovators collectively committed to leaving the world better than we found it. My mission is to support the health and optimization of these badass superheroes, literally to places we never thought imaginable. If you are on a mission and get it that your health is the key to your unlimited potential, then join us. We are super awesome. You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/BE Legacy. See you there. So speaking of badass, my guest today is up to something very cool. We met each other at an event that I was speaking at a few months ago, and everyone in the room was kind of new to one another. And it was one of those classic networking situations where you walk up to someone, you say hello, and then you ask them what they do. And when I asked Angela Kelly what she does, she replied that she was a cricket entrepreneur. And I have to say, I was intrigued. I had tried eating crickets once in the form of a protein bar when I was 11 weeks pregnant, and that went sideways. And so I was totally curious about how this woman was not only interested and came upon crickets, but how she was building an entire business for a demographic exactly like all of us. Well, Angela shared all of that with us today. We not only talked about the health benefits of crickets, and for those of you who see me in practice, I promise this is not something I'm going to be pushing on you anytime soon, but I might. But we also talked about the steps you need to take to actually launch a food product. And what's so cool about this is we talked about specifically how Toronto is an excellent center and has incredible resources for those who have really cool ideas about food products they want to bring to the market. This podcast hit all of the things that are important to us over here in Entrepology. We talked health, entrepreneurship, and frankly, eating bugs is maybe one of the most badass things I have ever heard of. It is my absolute pleasure to introduce you to Angela Kelly. Angela Kelly, welcome to the Entrepology Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I kind of love how we met. We were literally chatting, drinking some wine at an event. And there were a lot of female entrepreneurs there, and I asked what you did, and you're like, oh, I'm a cricket entrepreneur, and you had me at crickets. So why don't you just give us some background on what it is that you're up to? Cause you totally stopped me in my tracks, and I was like, I don't know what's coming next, but I love it. And you're coming on the podcast. So here you are, but give people some background, in terms of what it means to be a cricket entrepreneur and how this is going to impact their health.
Yeah. So funny. I mean, that's actually a very typical response that I get. You had me at crickets, basically. And basically I got into crickets. I read an article about 3 years ago that kind of profiled the nutritional benefits as well as the sustainability aspect of them. And then they actually had some chefs that had profiled some of their dishes. And I was like, oh my God, that actually looks really delicious. I want to taste some of this. And I was, you know, completely sold. It just completely made sense to me that because they're one of the best things that we could be eating and they're really good for the planet, I was like, why aren't more of us eating bugs? So,
which is a logical question for anyone to ask.
Yeah, right? So it completely made sense to me. I then went out and sourced a couple bags of whole roasted crickets. They arrived in the mail about a week later, and I started experimenting in the kitchen and basically had my friends and family eating crickets in no time.
This is I have so many things happening in my head right now. Where did the consumption of insects start? Like, was this an Egyptian thing? I feel like at the end of the day, that's where everything starts.
It's actually, there is a stat out there that says about 80% of the world that currently eats insects as a main part of their diet.
80%?
Yes. That is one of the stats that is out there. There's a lot of conflicting kind of information on how many, but that is one that there is about up to 80%. So it's been happening all around the world for a really long time. For as long as we've always been eating bugs, we're actually, just here in North America, we're actually the weird ones not eating them. And I like to tell people that we're already eating them. On average, about a pound unknowingly through all of our food sources every year. So, we might as well just embrace it.
Wow. Okay. So clearly we're the late adopters when it comes to insects for lunch. Yes. I truly am fascinated. It's like, I don't want the rest is history. I made some recipes and now I have this business. I literally want to know what happened. You got crickets in the mail. And then what did you add to them? Because I can intuitively work with chicken. I don't know where to go with like a chitinous insect.
Right. So, I won't lie. I was a little bit hesitant when it just arrived whole roasted, whole form crickets. That it factor definitely came into my mindset. So a lot of people have that mental hurdle of getting over the idea of eating a bug, and me too. It happened that first time when I opened that bag. I was like, okay, here we go. And it's actually, the whole roasted is a different way of definitely cooking with it. It's a lot harder, but the powder is probably where it's at. The powder in the powder form, which is literally just 100% powdered crickets, you can incorporate that into so many of your foods. So you can do, your shakes or your smoothies, soups, sauces, and you can bake with it. So you can switch out your regular flour with like 20, 25% cricket powder, and then suddenly turn any of those baked goods into like protein rich, nutrient dense foods. So it's super easy way to incorporate into, I have it, it's a staple on my counter and I incorporate it into everything.
Why do we have such a block on this? Like, I truly feel like the from start to finish, the whole, and by we have a block, I mean, like, I'm having a block here, but I'll tell you my cricket consumption story, and it gives me context, at least, I think, for now. But
yeah.
The whole process, and I want you to describe this, is so much more sustainable for the planet. The health benefits and the purity of the protein speak for themselves. Yeah. And yet, the thought of eating crickets, I'm like, oh, versus like I'll have collagen and that's no problem. So where
eating a cow or, chicken or,
which is all pretty gross.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think that we just automatically have this assumption that they're going to taste gross or taste weird. Right. Even though we have no idea if we've never tasted them, what they actually taste like. So I think there's automatically that mental hurdle of just getting over the idea that we just think there's an ick factor associated with it, right? But once I actually get people to, I have whole roasted crickets that I serve at my table at trade shows and different events that I attend. And once I can get somebody to try it, they are so surprised at how good it actually tastes. I also serve up, I have popcorn seasoning. And people can sprinkle their whole roasted crickets with a little popcorn seasoning if they want to be adventurous and try it with a little pop.
And this may sound like a stupid question, but if I am consuming a whole roasted cricket, does it look like a whole roasted cricket?
Yeah, it sure does. It's I serve them. I now have whole roasted crickets on the menu, and I sell them in bags, and that literally they have everything still. So the eyes, wings, legs, it's all there. So that is definitely a whole nother level for people eating bugs. So, you know, I like to start them off with the powder and the protein bars. That's a little more palatable.
Well, I mean, listen, there's some people who don't even want to order a whole fish in the restaurant, right? They're like, ugh, I need this sliced and diced. So I get it. If you're going to have your crickets, you might want to start with powder.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You don't see it. You don't know it's in there and you can't even taste it.
What does it taste like?
You know what? Most, like, if you're just to eat a, like a whole roasted, often I get they're referred to as like a roasted chickpea or roasted sunflower seed. They have like a nutty flavor to them.
It's like a chickpea with wings.
That's exactly it.
You are not hiring me for your marketing department. But I'm so interested in this. Like, I think I feel like part of the success of incorporating cricket powder, and I want to talk about the health benefits and the sustainability piece, is just like leaning into all these things that we have going on in our brain so they can be on the table and we can just get past them. Because I could just as easily have a beef or chicken farmer on the show and we could be talking about that processing and people would be just as icked out about it. This is just new.
Yeah. No, it's so true. Exactly. It's new. We haven't, you know, it's new to the Western world. So we just haven't had time to adapt to it yet, but it's coming. You know, it's happening.
It's totally happening. And so one of the distinct advantages of using crickets over something like chicken or beef is the environmental sustainability piece associated with it. And this is a massive trend in food in general. And as concerned global citizens, it should be something that we're all looking at. So can you take us through that side of things? If we're just strictly talking about the environmental piece, how crickets are a significant advantage?
Yeah, so we often compare it to saying that they require about 20 times less the resources required to make that same amount of protein versus beef, your beef protein. So almost 2,000 times less the water. One crazy stat is it's about 2,000 liters of water to produce 1 pound of beef protein versus about 1 liter of water to produce 1 pound of cricket protein. Also, you know, they require a lot less land, a lot less feed, also about 1/10 of the greenhouse gas emissions for the farming. They're just a very clean, natural food source that thrive naturally.
That's amazing. And the other thing that I remember you telling me when we were chatting at this event was that you've actually been quite particular about where you're sourcing your crickets, because not all crickets are crickets.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, they're all crickets, but they don't all taste the same.
Exactly. There's actually about 1,800 different species of crickets. There's only a certain amount of farmers here in North America that are working with, you know, a few particular species right now. But I am all about the Acacia domesticus. This is a certain species it actually originates from Thailand and it's been bred and domesticated over the last 1,000 years to be, you know, have a better taste to them, more palatable for the human palate, basically. Because in Thailand, they eat a lot of crickets. So this cricket, I find, is just the tastier cricket. And it's the one that I prefer to work with. And therefore, I go out of my way to bring this cricket in from Louisiana.
Well, and I so appreciate that you've done the groundwork to find the most tasty cricket for us. And we can skip that whole taste testing process. And I will say, so I've had one experience so far with cricket protein. And I didn't set myself up for success. I was, I think, like 11 weeks pregnant with my second daughter and starving, and someone had given me a cricket bar somewhere. It wasn't your cricket bar, to be clear. And I was like, I'm just going to go for it. And when you're eating because you're already feeling nauseous because you're 11 weeks pregnant, it's just not the time to introduce cricket.
No.
Yeah. It was the perfect storm of bad choices in that moment. So I'm totally game to trying this again. So what kind of products have you put crickets in? Because I suspect that your best seller is not like bags of popcorn flavored crickets?
No, you know what? I started off just doing the protein bars. So we have three different protein bars. They're 10 grams of protein every bar. We have apple pie, chili chocolate, and lemon coconut. So just your like typical protein bars, yet using crickets as the main protein source. They are the second ingredient in every bar. So we say you're consuming about 100 crickets in every bar.
So amazing. And then with the protein powder, how much protein are you getting there?
Yeah. So then we launched the protein powder next. And that, like I said, is just 100% powdered crickets, nothing else added to it. 12 grams of that, which is just like a heaping tablespoon. You have 7 grams of protein, almost 80% of your vitamin B12, great source of iron, calcium. And then there was a study that actually just came out from Lab Manager a couple months ago, talking about all the benefits of eating crickets for your gut health and microbiome, and also reducing inflammation in the body.
That's interesting. And you might not, and listen, like sometimes I send people questions beforehand and sometimes I go off script. We're going off script. So I don't expect you to necessarily know this, but like, do they know what component of the cricket was doing that?
They have a prebiotic fiber.
Oh, it's the fiber. It's so interesting.
Yeah. So, they basically profiled, people over a course of a month eating just the powder. And that was the effect, was the gut health from the prebiotic fiber, the inflammation reduction.
So fascinating. So here's what I find really interesting from a business perspective in terms of what you're doing. And here's why I think being a cricket entrepreneur is similar to being a naturopathic doctor, is we both have, and you're like, do tell, but we both have a business where we can see an obvious need for a consumer, but consumers don't necessarily make an obvious connection to why they need to pick what we are doing. So if they have an opportunity to become informed about what either of us are doing, they're like, oh, that's so cool. Of course I want a more sustainable form of protein. And I love everything that this is about. I will pick it up as a product, but you have to educate them on why they're needed, which definitely means you have to be creative around how you market. So, you know, we have our audience is entrepreneurs, and a lot of them I know are interested in becoming food entrepreneurs. So I am just curious how you positioned this product, which is totally innovative, but not an obvious need for people. How did you go about getting that in front of consumers?
Well, you know, basically, first and foremost, people like to hear about the nutritional benefits of it, right? So if I can just tell them that they are considered a superfood, when one of the best things that we can be eating with all your protein and vitamin B12 and prebiotic fiber and all that good stuff, then that definitely catches people's attention, right? They're like, okay, they're good for me. Okay, tell me more. And then if I can tell them that they're considered planet's most sustainable superfood, then, you know, that's like a double, okay, you've got me. Right. And then if I can get them to try it and then they're like, okay, this actually tastes good as well, then, that's probably my most satisfying moments, is when I get people over to the table, they come over and they just are totally hesitant. But once I can tell them about all the benefits, then, have them eat it and buy some, I'm like, this is awesome. This is what I'm here for.
And it's so great. So are you typically intercepting people at trade shows or speaking at events? Like, how are you actually finding these targeted consumers?
Yeah, we do events almost every weekend. We're at different, you know, we've got the EcoFest coming up next week. We have Canadian Health Food Show this weekend. We were at Cabbage Town Festival last weekend, farmers markets. Yeah. So it's a lot of just, you know, getting out there and just, you know, finding the people at these events. And, you know, once people see the sign as to what I'm doing, it definitely grabs their attention, right? They're, you know, they're like, crickets? Really? Are you serious?
So
you
smart.
Want me to eat them? Yeah.
Can you take us through your journey as a food entrepreneur? Because, you know, again, I actually have people reaching out to me all the time. They're like, I have this food product idea and do you know if there's rules around that? I'm like, oh yeah, there are rules and loopholes. Yeah. And like starting a food company is no joke. Incredibly rewarding. And I, you know, you're a perfect example of someone who brought something really innovative to the table, but we're like, you ordered the crickets, you played with the recipes. You're like, this is really yummy. What did you do next? And how did you know what to do?
Right. So I definitely just started with a, pure, like want to just make my own diet, not with the intention of actually ever bringing it to a business idea. So it was just, you know, after about a year of consuming insects at home, and it was just all this interest from friends and family, then I decided to kind of bring it to the next level. And it was just a, oh my gosh, where do I start? I have no idea how to do this. So I just kind of started looking online. I started attending some courses here in Toronto, which I find there's so many great resources here in Toronto, for entrepreneurs and particularly actually food entrepreneurs. So, I went to a couple of classes, met some people. I was introduced to the Food Innovation and Research Studio at George Brown College. I met with some of the food scientists there, got on board, and was actually given a grant through the IRAP program, so Industrial Research Assistance Program. They funded some of my product development. So I brought three recipes to the kitchen there, worked with the food scientist. We worked on shelf life. We did some focus groups, got feedback from people as to, you know, what they preferred in the taste, the texture, in comparison to other protein bars that we brought in.
Did they know they were eating crickets?
Yes. I mean, that was definitely on the consent form before they came in. We have to tell people, definitely, also because there is an allergen claim to it associated with crustaceans. Okay. So we definitely have to tell people that there's crickets in there. So they were all game for it. And, So after working with this team at first, we had, you know, we were pretty confident with the product. And then from there, it was like, okay, now what? Now I have to make it. I have to package it. So I found I work from a kitchen space in North York called Food Starter. It's in place for food entrepreneurs. So there's about 55 different producers coming out of there, which is pretty awesome because it's great networking, great resources of like, you know, getting in touch with other food entrepreneurs and talking about their challenges. But we just rent the kitchen on an hourly basis. It's a certified commercial kitchen space. So everything is, certified and regulated products that are coming out of there. So we work out of there. We've definitely encountered many challenges along the way, including a name change, because we ran into trademark issues in the US. So went back, I started off as Jump Bars. I'm now Fit Cricket Nutrition. So there's been definitely a lot of challenges, but I have to say there's been also so many great people here in Toronto that have helped me out.
And where can people purchase your product now? I'm sure they can get it from your website. Have you done the retail play at all?
Yeah. So, I mean, I do have about 15 small retail in Ontario right now. We're trying to make a move to, in discussions with Amazon and otherwise online. We have our online store. We ship all over Canada. We're opening it up to the States very soon as well. So that's fitcricket.com, and all of our products are there. Otherwise you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Cricket Nutrition.
Amazing. And we'll make sure everyone is hooked up with all of these links and access to you in the show notes. What has been the hardest part about launching this business, or maybe what caught you by surprise?
I think it just is really just not knowing where to go next, you know, always kind of feeling every day there has been like a new struggle of figuring out what I should be focusing on, what I need to do. And also just, you know, being a solopreneur kind of thing is it's difficult when you don't have somebody by your side to kind of help you navigate through these challenges. So that, I think that's been hard. But again, like I said, there's so many great resources in Toronto, and you just have to take advantage of all these programs, like these mentorship programs and the, you know, the resources that I find at the kitchen and stuff.
I feel like this is a great city to start a business in.
It is. I have to say, definitely. Yeah.
There's a great energy to it.
There's a great energy and also open-mindedness. Like, I've been surprised at the amount of people that have been willing and open to get on board for edible insects.
And try something new. So do you think that there are, or do you know, are there other insects in the pipeline that you think are going to rise in popularity the same way crickets have?
Yeah, definitely. There's a big movement right now with, a lot of farms popping up doing mealworms.
I was just going to say, but don't tell me if it's worms.
Right? I know. That's something that we need to find a different name for, you know, we really need to, we need to hide that one. So one of my favorites is actually a mealworm bolognese sauce, from One Hot Kitchen. They make a delicious bolognese sauce out of texturized protein.
Who knew?
Yeah. But, there's actually about 21 insect species like worldwide that have been identified as edible, like from leaf hoppers and water boatmen, stink bugs and agave worms. But I'd say the like globally most popular are beetles and caterpillars right now.
I'm at a complete loss for words. It's funny because my daughter and I talk about this. She's like such an adventurous eater. She'll eat anything. And I usually will eat anything alongside her. And I'm game. Like if you have these the next time I see you, I will try them. I trust you. I'm going to lean into it because I love this and it's innovative, right? It's finding sustainable ways to support humans. And we've done a lot of unsustainable things. So, I mean, you know, what's just as gross as probably eating a real worm is eating a gummy worm. So,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. I know you're going to do better eating a real worm when it's actually identified as one you should be eating, than eating a gummy worm any day. So I totally get it. It's just a matter of wrapping our head around what is considered, what's considered normal. And do you actively cook with some of these other insects in your life?
I just, like I said, just mealworms at this point. Otherwise, yeah, it is pretty hard to find other insects that you can just, you know, kind of buy online or like at your supermarket. Crickets have just kind of been introduced as a bit of a norm into some of the, like the major retailers like Loblaws and President's Choice launching their own line. So So I'd say it's really hard to find other insects. There's some great restaurants here in Toronto that are experimenting. You can go up to Dundas to the Container Shops there, and Cookie Martinez does a great tasting menu. You can try it's a five plate tasting menu of different insects.
I'm so glad to know about these things because I actually feel like there could be a time and place where that would be a ton of fun.
On October 26th and 27th, we're doing something really special in Toronto. For those of you who have been hanging out on the Anthropology podcast for a period of time, you know that we are driven by the mission that when people are well, they can change the world. On October 26th and 27th, I'm going to be hosting an event in Toronto called Impact Lives. This event has been designed for clinician entrepreneurs and wellness entrepreneurs in general who want to learn how to amplify their business. We are bringing in keynote speakers from across North America and implementation session leaders to help you not only become more inspired with respect to your business, but to learn new skills that you can start to implement right away. Whether you want to launch your own podcast, write your first book proposal, or create a system for patient acquisition or new clients that takes your business to the whole new level, we have got your back. Impact Lives is a two-day event taking place at the Globe and Mail Center in downtown Toronto in a stunning venue that overlooks the city. It's going to bring together 150 passionate entrepreneurs looking to take the lives of their families, themselves, and the people that they work with to a whole new level. For those of you who have been loyal listeners, I would love to have you there. There is a coupon code that I am releasing just for listeners of the Entrepology Podcast. That is Entrepology20. And if you go to impactlivesevent.com, you can use that coupon code to receive 20% off the ticket price for the event happening in October. I cannot wait to see action takers, go-getters, and anthropologists like yourselves there when we gather together for Impact Lives.
Angela, this is a great place to transition to the second component of our interview, and I call these our KPIs. So just like we have key performance indicators in our business, I believe that we have them with respect to our health and lifestyle as well. So if you'll indulge me, I've got six rapid-fire questions for you. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Number one, do you have a consistent evening routine? And if so, can you share it?
You know what? I like to sit on the couch with my dog by my side and my cat and a cup of tea to wind down. Yeah.
I like that. Just connect to important things. That's awesome. Fiction or nonfiction? What are you reading right now?
Nonfiction, Tribe of Mentors by Timothy Ferris.
Oh, that's a biggie, but a good one.
Yeah. That's what's on the.
That's a good one to do with the tea at night. I like it. What's one thing you're most consistent with respect to your health?
I would say physical activity. Definitely getting outside, going for walks, hikes, and getting into the gym. I'm super passionate about Legree workouts. Mm-hmm. I love it. And definitely connecting with friends and family.
What is something totally badass about you that people would not otherwise know?
Well, normally I'd like to throw out eating crickets, but that's,
you know, we all know about that one.
Yeah, we already got that one. Totally badass. I like to just, you know, get outside and get down and dirty, you know, go camping, not shower for a couple of days, just living in the nature.
Yeah. So, and we put you at a disadvantage with this question because we've already discussed your consumption of crickets and worms. So like we took some wind out of your sail on the badass question.
Those are
pretty qualifying.
Yeah. Right.
What do you do for play? What is the thing that you do that totally enables you to disengage but have fun?
Definitely, like I said, I'd like to be outside, getting outside, whether it's going for walks with the dog or for hikes, paddle boarding. I love being on the water, being on my paddle board. So definitely nature for me is where I find my, you know, rebalance and regroup and recharge.
I love that. And finally, entrepreneurism. Are we born this way or do we learn to become entrepreneurs?
You know what? That's a really good question. I never thought I had it in me before I found something that I was actually just truly passionate about, right? And I feel like something sparked within me when I discovered crickets and I felt like I could really make a change with this. And I stepped up and, you know, no longer wanted to follow in the tracks of somebody else, but yet leave my own mark.
I love that. And, you know, I talk to my patients a lot about this notion of connecting to their purpose. And I feel like purpose brings us to do things and find the tools and solutions to be able to do those things in ways we never thought possible. And you are a shining example of that. Angela, thank you for the work you're doing. It's totally awesome and completely interesting.
Thank you. I'm excited to get some bars over to your way.
I'm super stoked. I will post like crazy of me eating these cricket bars. So there is like plenty of evidence that that I engaged in this full force. I really can't wait to try them.
Awesome.
Thank you, Angela. Where can people learn a little bit more about you? Is Instagram and your website the best place for people to go to find out more?
Definitely. Yeah. Website, fitcricket.com, or our social media handles are at Fit Cricket Nutrition.
Amazing. We're on it. We'll hook people up in the show notes. Angela, thanks so much for being here today, and have an amazing, amazing fall season of touring the world and sampling crickets.
Thank you so much, Megan. It's been a pleasure.
If you enjoyed our conversation and would like to hear more, head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and subscribe to the Entrepology Podcast. We would also really appreciate a quick review. When people have their health, they can change the world. Let us keep you healthy and you go change the world.